Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
If you're new to the Joe and Alex Show, well, first of all, welcome. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. But every Monday at this time, Alex tells us a terrifying murder story. It could be a serial killer you've heard of, or in this case, it might be something brand new. I've never heard of this one. Now, the reason we do this is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana. Sure, I mean, it's kind of fun to be creeped out. I mean, live the web, girl. Don't you love kind of, you know, going into the bathroom every day, just being that scared?
No, not quite, but it's okay.
Okay, well, hey, everybody's different. But importantly, though, we really want to bring aware of what Crime Stoppers does. It's an organization that lets you anonymously give tips for unsolved crimes. If you have any information, if you have a tip for an unsolved call, call them. 317-262-TIPS. That's 317-262-TIPS. All right, Alex, what are we talking about today for Murder Monday?
She's been compared to female killer Jodi Arias and has also been called the nose job killer. We're talking about Shayna Hubers today for Murder Monday. The story begins with a 29-year-old lawyer and Avon gun owner, Ryan Poston. He was gorgeous. I mean, this guy is a total smoke show. You have to see the pictures at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram right now. I mean, because is it more tragic when the victim is super hot?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When that sounds horrible, but I feel like it is.
No, if you're ugly, you don't care as much. Just true stuff.
I don't know. It might be wrong to say, but in this case, it's the truth.
Coming from an ugly guy, it's true.
He was a very strong believer in the Second Amendment. He always had a gun on him and told everyone that he felt like guns actually made society safer. He had just opened up his own law firm, and his life was just starting to take off. He constantly was surrounded by beautiful women. But what he didn't know was that one of those women would become a fatal attraction. Right across the Ohio River from Cincinnati, in a small Kentucky town called Highland Heights, Ryan was getting ready to meet a blonde bombshell that he had been messaging on Facebook at the bar for some drinks and pool. It's October 12th, 2012, but the blonde that he was supposed to meet wasn't just anyone.
The story begins here at a bar called the Milford Inn. 24-year-old Audrey Bolte is waiting. Any minute now, a man is supposed to arrive.
Were you excited to meet him?
Yes, of course. I was very much looking forward to it.
Audrey isn't just your average beautiful blonde on a blind date.
Audrey Bolte, you are Miss Ohio.
She's Miss Ohio 2012.
See, three women remain, only
one of the final three at the Miss USA pageant.
The second runner-up is Ohio, Audrey Bolte.
But tonight, Miss Ohio is hoping to meet Mr. Wright.
I had ended a serious relationship about a month prior, so it was kind of like me getting back out to the social world.
So Audrey sits at the bar waiting for Ryan. It's getting later and later, and he still hasn't shown. She's starting to wonder if she's being stood up. She goes to the bathroom and touches up her makeup. She fluffs her hair a little bit. She comes back and still nothing. It's after 10:30 on a Friday night. She sends in two or three texts saying, "Hey, I'm here. Where are you? Are you coming?" But it was radio silent from Ryan's end. So Miss Ohio went home. What she didn't know was that the reason Ryan didn't show up was because he was lying in a pool of his own blood after being shot six times with his own gun. A local 911 dispatcher gets a bone-chilling call. It's from a girl named Shayna Hubers.
Campbell County 911. Ma'am, I killed my boyfriend in self-defense.
Okay, where are you at?
I'm at 12 Meadow Lane, Highland Heights, Kentucky.
Okay, hold on. What did you kill him with?
A gun, a loaded gun in the house.
Tell me where the gun is right now.
My gun is in the house.
Where at, though, ma'am? Tell me where it's at.
I laid it on the bookshelf.
Where at? Laying on a shelf?
On the bookshelf. It's
where are you?
I'm standing about 10 feet from his dead body.
Okay, are you sure that he is dead?
He's dead, ma'am. He's completely dead.
Okay.
About 20 police units pull into the condo complex. They bolt up the stairs. As they open the front door, a pretty young woman appears. She's about 5'8 with long brown hair, early 20s. Her name is Shayna. She's immediately handcuffed and taken away by one of the policemen and put into an interrogation room. It's here where one of the most bizarre police interrogation videos is ever recorded. While she's waiting to be interviewed, Shayna starts singing and dancing around the room. Even creepier, she starts saying, "I did it. I can't believe I did that."
For you make me want to shout, kick my heels up and shout, hit my hands up and shout.
I mean, she is nuts. But we should probably go back to how Shayna and Ryan knew each other, a story that started about 90 miles away in Lexington, Kentucky at UK. Shayna had just graduated. She grew up in Lexington. She was known for her good grades in high school and even made Dean's List in college where she was pursuing her master's in school counseling. Ryan and Shayna ended up being introduced by a mutual friend, and right away she was smitten. Ryan, though, lost interest pretty quickly, but Shayna refused to let Ryan walk away. Ryan was a nice guy and wanted to let her down easy, but just kept letting Shayna bulldoze him into staying with her. For more than a year, they dated, with more ups and downs than a roller coaster at Kings Island. At one point, Ryan told one of his friends that Shayna had sent him 75 text messages and that he was emotionally and mentally spent. Shayna told one of her friends that Ryan had said to her that he's with her because she makes him feel so awful when she cries. Clearly, they didn't seem to have a healthy relationship by any means, which is what Ryan confided in his stepfather the night before he was supposed to meet beauty queen Audrey Bolt. Ryan was ready to move on from Shayna and their toxic relationship. Within 24 hours, though, Ryan was dead, and Shayna is in an interrogation room, singing, dancing, and completely ignoring her right to remain silent. Jodi Arias, who famously did a headstand and laughed and acted like a complete loon in her interrogation after the murder of her boyfriend, looked normal in comparison to 21-year-old graduate student Shayna Huber's psychotic behavior. When we come back, the things Shayna said in the interrogation room that had the whole world talking. Next. 21-year-old UK graduate student Shayna Huber's just shot her boyfriend, a gorgeous 29-year-old lawyer named Ryan Poston from Northern Kentucky, in the face 6 times. She claims it was self-defense, that Ryan had been throwing her around his condo screaming things at her. She says Ryan called her a blanking hillbilly and threw her against the bookshelf. She said Ryan had his gun on the dining room table and picked it up and said to her, "What would you do if I shot you right now?" But before he could strike, Shayna says she grabs the gun from him and pulled the trigger herself 6 times. Because after the first shot, he was still twitching, and she said she couldn't bear to watch it. And that's when she says the one thing that had the whole world gasping in the interrogation room.
"I knew he was going to die or have a completely deformed face. He's very vain. One of our last conversations we had that was good was that he wants my best friend, who's a dentist, to do his veneers, and wants to get a nose job. Just that kind of person. And I shot him right here. I gave him his nose job he wanted."
Yeah.
What?
You heard that correctly.
That was his nose job?
So she says he's kind of a vain person. One thing that we just talked about in one of our last good conversations together was that he wanted my best friend, who's a dentist, to give him veneers, and he wanted a nose job, and I shot him. She points to her nose and says, "And I shot him right here in the face. I gave him his nose job," and kind of laughed. Even the police chief could not believe what he had heard.
"Yeah, you heard that right. But Police Chief Bill Birkenhauer couldn't believe his ears.
When you heard her say, 'I gave him that nose job he always wanted,' my jaw dropped, you know. I was like, did she just really say that?"
That's insane.
But things kept getting weirder and weirder in that interrogation room, and Shayna just kept talking.
The beginning of Shayna's bizarre behavior. Listen as she laughs, questioning her own sanity.
"Am I crazy? I don't think you're crazy."
Asking a series of strange questions about life behind bars.
"If you go to jail, are you allowed to keep your phone? Can you shower there? Or do you just get really dirty? Do I have to shower in front of people? Oh,
Oh my God.
Musing out loud about love.
I don't know if anyone will ever want to marry me if they know that I killed a boyfriend and dumped him.
She says, I don't know if anyone will want to marry me if they know that I killed my boyfriend in self-defense. She said, can I keep my phone when I go to jail? Do I have to shower in front of people? Am I crazy? And then she laughs. I mean, she's nuts!
Only thing that's missing from this being Alex is something about chicken nuggets.
Right, so you have chicken nuggets in jail. Her actions in that room didn't come across as someone who was even slightly remorseful or concerned that they had just killed somebody. The police officer comes back in the room and tells her that they're charging her with murder. It was an amazing case that captivated the country. Was it murder or was it self-defense? After waiting in jail for 2 years, Shayna finally gets her day in court to face a jury for her case. The prosecutor said that her nose job statement summed up Shayna's whole attitude about the case. It was a pivotal moment in court when the jury got to hear that interrogation tape that you just heard. The prosecution wanted to prove how heartless Shayna was, so they brought three former cellmates that Shayna spent time with in jail into the courtroom.
Cellmates who spent time with Shayna in jail and say Shayna laughed about the murder and admitted Ryan Poston never hurt her.
She was trying to make people believe that he was abusive to her. She would throw furniture around to make it seem like there was a fight.
And what did she say it really happened?
That she was the aggressor in the fight.
The prosecution said Ryan didn't want to be with Shayna. She knew it. And she knew that he had a date that night, and so she killed him. Shayna didn't have any bruises on her body the night of the murder. There were no signs of domestic abuse. There was one person the prosecution brought to the stand, though, that changed everything. A friend of Shayna's who said that she got a disturbing text message from Shayna right before that her and Ryan were supposed to go to a shooting range.
When I go to the shooting range with Ryan tonight, I want to turn around and shoot and kill him and play like it's an accident.
I wish I would have paid more attention to it.
That right there stunned everybody that was watching this trial.
I think a lot of people in the defense especially wanted to play that off as a joke. It's just not funny.
How do you not pay attention to that?
That's nuts.
Alex is being crazy again. Go shoot him in the head.
So the defense tries painting Shayna's story of self-defense as believable. They say Ryan frequently took Ambien, Xanax, and Adderall, that he had a prescription pill problem that sent him into a rage that scared Shayna. And after 9 days of grueling testimony, the fate of now 24-year-old Shayna Hubers was at stake. After 5 hours of deliberations, the jury finds Shayna Hubers guilty of murder. Shayna sits in the courtroom in stunned silence as Ryan's family hugs emotionally. The jury recommends Shayna does 40 years in prison. But here's the thing. In a crazy twist, Shayna was granted a retrial just 2 months ago in August because one of her jurors, it was found out, was a convicted felon. And under Kentucky state law, convicted felons are prohibited from serving on a jury. So in August of this year, Shayna had a retrial. And after a little under 4 hours of deliberation, she ends up getting life in prison. Ryan's dad said the jury's decision was justice for Ryan. For 6 years, we've been living through this. It's been very difficult. It put your entire life on hold. Our number one goal was justice for Ryan. We got it today. Shayna wept into the lap of her attorney when the verdict was read, and she mouthed, I love you, to her mother. You can check out all of the pictures of Shayna and Ryan on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. I mean, what's nuts to me is that she got away with only 40 years.
Yeah, no kidding. It's, and like, then, you can still survive.
Yes, and then because of this, the mistake with the juror that was a convicted felon, then she had to redo her trial, and then she got life, so she really got screwed. I mean, she almost got sort of away with it.
What did we learn from this Murder Monday?
That when you go to jail, there's no chicken nuggets.
There's that. Good takeaway. I was going to say that you should never date an attractive woman.
Oh, is that what it is?
It is, because the hotter you are, the crazier you are.
Oh, and by the way, if this is the first time that you've ever heard Murder Monday, we do this, like I said, every single Monday at this time. And you can go back and listen to all of our previous Murder Mondays that we've done. Just go type in The Joe and Alex Show in your podcast app, or go to RadioNowIndy.com, click on The Joe and Alex Show in Murder Monday. You can have a little binge session listening to Murder Monday.